Episode 1696, All Hail Hard Work.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. Rise and shine. It's time to get started on your day to, well, where are you headed? Let's figure this out together. All hail hard work. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is a holiday here in the United States and also in Canada, right? It is Labor Day, so happy Labor Day. I hope you're spending it with family and friends, and yeah, you're taking a load off. It's really important. There are not many days that celebrate hard work. Today is your day. All hail hard work. Labor Day is a celebration, a time to honor the hard worker. And that means you. Yes, even if you're sleeping while you're listening to this, wake up! You got something to do today. Okay, maybe you don't have it today. It's your day off, and it's a well-deserved day off. Here in the United States and in Canada, we celebrate Labor Day on the first Monday in September, while other countries do so on May 1st. Now, it depends on your country. You may not celebrate it. So if you do not celebrate hard work, then guess what? I give you permission today to be the All Hail Hard Work celebration. Call it yours, claim it as yours, because regardless of where you are today, you need to be grateful for all you've accomplished this year. Can you believe it, how far we've come? We were just talking a few months back that it's January 1st. It's a brand new year. New Year's resolutions, things we wanted to accomplish. And now we have 4 months left. Don't fret over what's to come, as tomorrow will worry about itself. Instead, acknowledge how far you've come. Where did you start January of 2019? And if you're listening to this later, wherever you are, what did that look like? What did New Year's look like for you? Now, fast forward where you are today. How far have you come? It takes a lot to do what you do, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, a corporate worker, an entrepreneur, a small business owner, a network marketer, or a volunteer. Everything you do creates impact. So kick off your shoes and sit down for at least a few minutes. Ponder all your blessings so far for the year. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Ponder your blessings. This is your day of celebration. Yeah, you get to say, actually, I know what I'm talking about. This is what I've done this year. And you know what? Include your spouse. Include your children. If you have family and friends that are away and they're coming to your house, you know, go around the table right before you eat and say, you know what? What are you most proud of up until today, from the new year till now? What are you most proud of in your work? Maybe it's something that's happened at home. Maybe it's something actually at work. Maybe it's something that you volunteered with. Share it. If you're a social media addict, put it out there on social media. Say, I am so excited that. Whatever it is, fill in the blanks. Now, you might be thinking in advance of today, looking toward tomorrow, right? You're fast forwarding already because you know you got a lot to do. You're that personality that says, it doesn't stop here. I got to keep going. And I'm sure there are more things you do want to accomplish. But rest in knowing what has been completed to date. I encourage you to write a few notes to yourself via pen and paper or digitally. Yes, share them with everybody, but then I want you to do some reflection. It's good for the mind. It's good for the body. It's good for the spirit. We've got to know how far we've come. Why? It's not a matter of you're grading yourself. It's like, yeah, I am a hard worker, and I've done some crazy, awesome stuff, and yeah, maybe I haven't done everything that I wanted, but I can celebrate what I have done up till now. Be grateful for the little things and the big things. Oh, and don't forget your home life too. Yes. Look what you've worked on in your relationships with your children. Maybe you're in the middle of a renovation and you got the bathroom done. You still have the kitchen left, but you are making headway. Where are you with your goals for the year? What does it look like for you? Believe it or not, you still have 4 months left in the year. It's hard to imagine. September, October, November, December. That's plenty of time to tweak a habit, hit a major goal, start a business, organize your linen closet, and clean your kitchen. You can get it all done. Okay, maybe not all of that, but you can do one of those, maybe two of those. What is it for you? Whatever you want can still happen. So make today a day of aim. Action ignites motivation. There's plenty of time this year for great impact. But before you go and enjoy family and friends, and maybe a nap, because you know me, I'm going to be taking a nap, guarantee it. I'll probably watch some football and a little tennis because, well, they're both on, so why not? But what is it that you really want to accomplish before the strike of midnight at the end of the year? Write down 3 things you want more than anything. What is it for you? Don't ask everybody else to help you figure it out. I want you to figure it out. Now, you can also do this, though, with the family. Have your family come together and ask them, what would you like to accomplish as a family by the end of the year? So maybe you are doing a home renovation. Then you can talk about, well, we need this done. Maybe you're saving up for a vacation over the Christmas holidays, or maybe it's going to be for next summer. Well, make a plan as to how you can put that into action. If you've got kids that are actually working in the workforce, maybe they can help contribute. And it's not just you contributing. Make it a family affair. So write down 3 things for you personally. The family stuff is all extra, and you can do that because it's awesome. And then be specific. And then at this point, when the clock strikes 6, 7, 8 o'clock the next morning, yes, that means you can get going on what you really want to go after. But today is your day of rest. Just take a deep breath and enjoy today. Reflect on all the blessings that you have. And yeah, you may be going through some tough stuff. We all have that at times, but I promise you, you can find morsels of gratitude, of what you are grateful for. So find those small little morsels and celebrate those. And if you really are in a tough season, I would encourage you to write those morsels of gratitude on a post-it note or get a marker and write them on your mirror. Make sure it's one of those erasable markers, like an Expo marker or something. Write them where you visit most. That's usually your bathroom, the refrigerator, or the toilet. That usually covers everything, or your vehicle. Place them where you see them often to keep them in front of you. That will bless your heart on a daily basis. So when you are feeling down and out, you got a quick pick me up by just looking and saying, there's my morsel of gratitude. And for those of us who are just feeling extra blessed and you're like, man, I've got a lot to do, but I know I can still keep going. You could still do the morsels of gratitude. Write it down and also include what your 3 main goals are for the remainder of the year. Just 3. 3 is plenty. And maybe all 3 deal with each other. One might be just a really little one. Maybe it's, I'm not going to drink Coke anymore, whatever it is. Or I'm not going to eat as much chocolate as I eat. Or I'm not going to have, you know, high fructose corn syrup. Whatever it is, that's a little thing. It can be a big action that you take, but it's still one little thing. And then maybe it's something bigger that you're working on. Maybe it is weight loss or starting your business or making a certain amount of money by a certain amount of time. You know, you put your time and money and you figure out, okay, what do I want my revenue? Where do I want it to be? Maybe you are going on a missions trip and you're like, I need to raise so much money. So plan out, how much money do you need to raise every week? So you're not bombarded by the last week going, oh my gosh, I've got $5,000 still left to raise. Instead, look at it as if I raise $100 every 3 days, whatever you need. Make it bite-sized chunks so you can see yourself accomplishing the goal as you do it. And then it won't be so overwhelming. And then you'll be able to breathe easier. Yeah. Talk about all hail hard work. You're going to nail it. I promise you. So write down those three things and take a break today. Take a nap on me. And then it's time to train for life and love your journey. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.